Well, one day Adam was walking around the Garden of Eden, feeling very lonely, causing God to ask, "What's wrong with you, Adam?" Adam replied that he didn't have anyone to talk to. So God announced he was going to give him a companion, a woman. "A woman," Adam replied. Then God described her. "She will be someone to cook for you and clean your house. She will always agree with every decision you make. She will bear your children and never ask you to get up in the middle of the night to care for them. This woman will not nag you and will always be the first to admit when she is wrong. She will show you love and compassion all the days of your life." "Wow," said Adam, "what's this going to cost me, Lord?" God responded, "An arm and a leg." Adam thought for a moment and said, "Lord, what can I get for a rib?" Well, today's the feast day of the Immaculate Conception, and we always have the reading of Adam and Eve from the book of Genesis as the opening reading, and then we always have the Annunciation as the Gospel. And this is done on purpose by the Church to show us the connection between the Adam and Eve, our first parents, and the new Adam, Jesus Christ, and the new Eve, our Blessed Mother. St. Paul says that Christ is the new Adam. Well, you can't have a new Adam without having a new Eve. And notice what happened in the book of Genesis. In the Old Testament, we had the serpent, the devil, tempted Eve. She sinned. Then, of course, Adam sinned as well. And notice what their sin brought about. Their sin was a sin of disobedience, a sin of pride, which brought about sin and death into this world. But notice what happened with the new Adam, Christ, and the new Eve. Mary and Christ showed humility. They showed obedience, and that brought us grace and eternal life. Notice the difference between the book of Genesis, where you have pride, disobedience, sin, and death, and the new Adam and the new Eve, humility, obedience, grace, and eternal life. So we have the contrast between the book of Genesis and then the Gospel of Luke. So the Church has always said that Christ is a new Adam and Mary is a new Eve. Well, just as Christ is so much greater than Adam, so Mary is so much greater than Eve. Now remember, Eve was created originally without sin. Therefore, the new Eve must also be created without sin. We call today's feast day the Immaculate Conception. This refers to Mary's conception in the womb of her mother, Saint Anne. Mary was conceived and preserved from original sin, never tainted, even in the least instant, by original sin. This doctrine of the Immaculate Conception, defined in 1854, says that from the very first instant of Mary's creation, God preserved her by a singular grace, by a special grace, from being tainted by the stain of original sin due to the foreseen merits of Jesus Christ, his passion, death, and resurrection, applied to Mary at that moment of her conception. So Mary was saved and inoculated and vaccinated by the Lord from original sin. So Mary was never tainted by original sin. In a sense, we can say that this was her preservation. It was her spiritual baptism, a protective baptism where she was never tainted by original sin. That is what the Immaculate Conception is. Mary was preserved from being tainted by original sin, due to the merits of Christ applied to her by anticipation. See, God is outside of time, so he could take what Jesus did through his passion, death, and resurrection, and just as he applies it to us 2,000 years after the crucifixion and resurrection, because we live 2,000 years in the future of Christ, so he could take what Jesus did on the cross and apply it to Mary by anticipation, going back and preserving her from original sin at the first moment of her existence. Why did God do this? because he was going to choose Mary to be the mother of the Son of God. So he wanted a pure vessel through which the Son of God would come into this world. Just as you wouldn't serve people good food on a dirty plate if they came to your house for dinner, nor would God give us his divine Son through a sinful mother, through a sinful vessel. Mary was that channel, that vessel through which Jesus entered the world. Jesus is the innocent, pure Lamb of God. And so God designed and created his mother to be without sin. So she would be the pure vessel through which God would give his Son to the world. So what a beautiful feast day we celebrate today. It's very important for us as Americans because this is our patron saint, our Blessed Mother under her title of the Immaculate Conception. All of North America, South America, and Central America is entrusted to our Blessed Mother as the Immaculate Conception. So the popes years ago, back in the 1840s, 1850s, declared that the patron saint of the United States and North and South and Central America is our Blessed Mother, the Immaculate Conception. And that's why the bishops of the United States had a great idea. Let's build a church in Washington, D.C., named after our Blessed Mother. We call it the Shrine of the Immaculate Conception. It is a basilica in which we honor the fact that Mary was preserved from original sin due to the merits of Christ, and that she is truly the Immaculate Conception. So there's many practical suggestions that we can take from today's feast day. One of them would be to go to the shrine sometime in this coming year, maybe while it's so beautifully decorated for Christmas. Take your whole family to D.C. and visit the Shrine of the Immaculate Conception. It is magnificent. Hundreds of chapels in the basement and the main church dedicated in honor of God under the title of the Blessed Mother's different appearances and her apparitions. Of course, if you've been to Emmitsburg, you can visit the Grotto of Our Lady of Lourdes. That is the national grotto of our Blessed Mother under the title of Our Lady of Lourdes. Remember, she appeared in 1858 to Saint Bernadette in Lourdes, France, and said, "I am the Immaculate Conception." So Lourdes is the great apparition that confirms and reaffirms our belief that Mary is the Immaculate Conception. I would also recommend that you wear her miraculous medal. It is called the Medal of the Immaculate Conception. It is such a beautiful medal. You should wear it around your neck. You should have it blessed by a priest or deacon. The Blessed Mother promised that whoever wears the medal, especially if they wear it around their neck, would receive great graces from God. Now, I'm sure that you want, just like I do, great graces from God. So make sure you wear the miraculous medal. I'd also recommend that each of us consecrate ourselves to our Blessed Mother. Just as Jesus entrusted himself to Mary for 9 months in her womb, so we should entrust and consecrate ourselves to our Blessed Mother. You can make the 33-day preparation written about by St. Louis Marie de Montfort. The total consecration, the true devotion to Mary, St. Louis Marie de Montfort. There's also a more recent book called 33 Days to Morning Glory, which does the same thing. It goes through the preparation for 33 days, and then on the last day, you consecrate yourself to Jesus through our Blessed Mother. I'd also recommend joining some of the Blessed Mother's organizations, whether it be the Knights of Columbus, which is devoted to our Blessed Mother. We pray the Rosary, and we're devoted to Our Lady, and also the Legion of Mary, which we pray the Rosary and go out and visit the nursing homes, the hospitals, the prisons, and bring people back to the Lord. So the Legion of Mary is a beautiful way, as an active member or as a praying member, to serve and honor our Blessed Mother. And the last couple suggestions I would say is pray for our country. Pray for our country, especially to our Blessed Mother, the Immaculate Conception. She is our patron saint. Pray especially for purity among our young people, among all people in this country of ours, which has so many sinful temptations out there in the world. So pray for our country. And then lastly, I would say this feast day always reminds me of the importance of being pro-life. Pro-life from the moment of conception until natural death. Because today we celebrate Mary's conception. 9 months from now, we'll celebrate her birthday on September 8th. And of course, in a few days, a few weeks, we'll celebrate Christmas, December 25th. And 9 months before that, we celebrate the Annunciation, the Incarnation, when the Son of God became a little tiny unborn babe in his mother's womb. When he was conceived in his mother's womb, we celebrate that on March 25th. 9 months later, we celebrate Christmas. So what does this mean? It means that life begins at conception. Obviously, if we're celebrating the Immaculate Conception of Mary, Mary's life began at conception. We celebrate the Incarnation on March 25th. Jesus' life as man began at conception. Therefore, your life began at conception. My life began at conception. Every life begins at conception. It's a teaching of the Church. After all, we're celebrating a reality today, the Immaculate Conception of our Blessed Mother. So I think that today's feast day is perhaps the greatest pro-life feast day on the Church calendar, the Immaculate Conception of our Blessed Mother. And we need to pray for our country, for the end of abortion. We need to pray for elections, on how we vote, to always respect the sanctity of all human life from the moment of conception until natural death. And we have to pray for our country that it becomes pro-life, that doctors, nurses, politicians, that each one of us will have a conversion of heart and always acknowledge the fact that life begins at conception. So today we honor Mary's conception, an Immaculate Conception, and let us pray to our Blessed Mother that all human life will be treasured as a gift from God, that it will be acknowledged as precious, as sacred, from the moment of conception until natural death.